That's right. We got 12 seconds of 8-bit sampled noise to start off the show. What show is that, you might be asking? Well, this is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, which just happens to be the current time. As such, we will begin this show, known as the Dubious Goals Committee. And I will tell you this, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. Don't know where the sergeant at arms is, but I'm sure she'll pop up here any second. Because I've started talking, she'll hear me and she'll come down. I am, of course, talking about my cat, Pippa. And what else are we doing today? Well, it's Monday, so I'm sitting here drinking tea. Yeah, I'm winning. So winning. Allow me to explain why. The tea that I'm drinking today is not my usual tea. It's not even my secondary tea. It's not even my tertiary tea. This is one of those teas that's at a different level. And it's delicious. What am I drinking? Well, I'm not drinking the black and green Earl Grey, not drinking the funny black apricot stuff. I'm drinking one of the weirder teas that I have. And this is a black currant flavored tea. And it's good. It's weird. Currant is not a flavor that is really popular or even known here in America. If you ask people if they like currant, they don't know what you're talking about. And if you ask them, well, do you like black currant or red currant? Right? They don't have a clue. We do not have Vimto here. So nobody, you can't say, oh, you know, the flavor of Vimto? What's Vimto? Come on. Well, so anyway, yeah, this is one of those teas that's not exactly the highest quality tea that there is. This is a black tea that it kind of tastes like, yeah, I don't know, but it's got a lot of, dried black currant peels in it or whatever, and so it just tastes great. Well, I should qualify that. I am drinking iced tea, and I'm drinking it cold, obviously, hence the ice. This is a tea that I tried to drink. The last time I tried to drink it hot, I didn't like it. You know, I will go a year or two, or even three, before I go into a kick on drinking this tea. You know, I go through phases. Do I want to drink this tea or do I not? Is this the flavor profile I'm looking for or not? Et cetera, et cetera. The last time I had this, you know, I was drinking it hot and it was too much for me. I was drinking more subtle stuff, and this is not a subtly flavored tea. This is a blast you in the face with the flavor of black currant. So anyway, the other day I was thinking, you know, I need a little change of pace from all this stuff that I've been drinking for so long and blah, blah, blah. I need something better. So I thought, you know, maybe if I make some of that black currant tea and get it really cold, it'll taste different and it'll be weird and it'll be good. I'll drink it a little bit sweet to bring out that black currant flavor. And I will admit, I may have put a little bit too much sugar. Maybe. In this particular batch. I made 2 liters and I started drinking it last night once and it got cold. Drinking it first thing this morning. This is the first tea that I've had. And yeah, it doesn't have to be this sweet. It could be a little less sweet, but it's really good. And if this is something that you think you might be interested in, go ahead and email me. I will tell you where to get this tea. Yes, you will have to mail order it. But, well, unless you've got, you know, cool stores like I do. Yeah, I actually bought this a little more than a mile away from my house, right off the shelf in a store. One of the wackier stores in my town/neighborhood. But still, good times. Fun. Fun, fun, fun. And speaking of good times, I had a good time over this past weekend. Just because I got to watch lots of fun sports as I wait for the football season to start back up. We got a few days left to wait. I still gotta wait a couple of days for the English Premier League to reconvene. I'm super excited. Even my mom's getting worked up. Every time I talk to my mom, she's like, oh, Premier League resumes on the 8th. I can't wait. I'm tired of all this noise. And I'm like, yeah, I hear that. So, yeah, as we wait for football to start up again for the year, we got to find other sports to entertain ourselves with. And, yeah, guess what I saw Friday night? Or was it Saturday night? It was Saturday night, I think. Yes, there was another AFL game. An Australian Football League game. And it was Geelong Cats versus somebody else. Yeah, 2 weeks in running, we've had Geelong Cats games airing here in my dorky little flyover state town, which is actually pretty awesome. But I want to convince you that, oh no, this place sucks, you never want to come here. So keep flying over, New York. Keep flying over, LA. Chicago, you guys can come down here. That's cool. Yeah, so anyway, I got to watch another Geelong Cats game, and they won this time. They did win by a fairly significant margin, and now I can't remember who they were playing. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But it was good. It was good. It was good. And last night, and I hinted about this yesterday, this is the conclusion of the cliffhanger from yesterday's episode. Oh, yes. Got to watch my F1 race last night. I didn't get to watch it live. I had to wait wait until the replay came on. And so that was fun. It was a very, very, very bizarre race. And if you know anything about F1 racing, you need to go watch the highlights if you did not see the race, because it was insanity. I am, of course, referring to the German Grand Prix, and it was rainy, and when it rains, crazy, crazy things happen. So crazy that things were really going good for me there for a while. You know, of course, I play Fantasy F1 against my cat, and although this year started out pretty good, we were neck and neck. We were within one or two points of each other for the first quarter of the season. Then somewhere around Canada or France, my cat pulled ahead by about 7 points, and then I caught up a little bit, and then, yeah, things weren't going so great. And so, like, last week, I was, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. I was 6 points behind my cat. 6 points behind my cat going into the middle race of the season, which is Germany. Now, the irony here is that that might sound bad, but no, 6 point difference is still a pretty close game. Still a pretty close game. Usually, you know, I've been playing my cat in Fantasy F1 for a few years now, and usually by this time in the season that it doesn't even matter. My cat is so far ahead of me that might as well quit, right? But not this year. And so last night, got really excited because my cat was not doing well. And at about, like I said, it was raining. There was lots of spinning and lots of crashes and lots of crazy stuff. And with about, it was so crazy that even the race was shortened. But with about 7 or 8, 9 laps to go, I was very far ahead of my cat. I was running in like 2nd or 3rd place. My cat was like down in 15th. And if the race would have finished like that, I would have jumped ahead of my cat in the overall point standings for the seasons. I would have actually jumped ahead, and it would have been the first time that I was ever ahead of my cat by more than 1 point. Right? This would be significant. My cat's been beating the crap out of me in this game for years. So this would be significant. So, So then what happens? I was pretty excited. And then with like 5 or 6 laps to go, my cat was catching up a little bit. And I was still doing great. And if the race would have ended there, just like that, I would have ended up 6 or 7 points ahead of my cat. Still good, right? No problem. So what happens? With 5 or 6 laps to go, I crashed. That's right. Even though my cat was having all these problems and it looked like I was finally going to pull ahead of my cat for the first time in my life, no, I crash. Coming around a corner, got just a little bit of the back tire and the water, went for a fun spin where everybody else was spinning out and, was pretty much fine. Nope, spin. Tobe goes into wall. Wheels go flying off car. Tobe is out of the race. Few laps later, there's some other drama for other people. Race ends. My cat finishes 11th, which is my cat's worst finish this year. Possibly the worst finish ever. I'd have to go back and check other records. Well, yeah, maybe. No. I think my cat had a DNF like 2 years ago, but regardless. So what ended up happening? What's the final tally here? Yeah, because I crashed out, I actually finished 15th. My cat finishes 11th. What does it all mean? I am now 10 points behind my cat. 10 points. She started on the pole. I started 3rd. She finished 11th. I finished 15th. Germany. Ugh. Super great race, though. Very exciting race. As long as you're not playing your cat in Fantasy F1 League, it was great. So, yeah. 10-point margin. And now we go into the second half of the season. Jeez. Is it possible for me to catch up? I don't know. But it is so weird. It is so weird. Oh, and speak of the fluffy devil. Speaking of fluffy devils. Pippa has walked into the room. We are not doing kitty business. She has jumped over my legs and is walking into the bathroom. Wow. This is kind of weird. Usually we just jump right into doing kitty business there, now don't we? Not today. All right. What else was I going to tell you? I can't remember. That's about it. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. Oh my God, it's only 19:45. We still got 19:46. We still got half a show left to do. All right, so I told you about my awesome tea. It's really good. Black currant flavor is very strong. Very strong. You put a little sugar in here, and it really pops. I mean, it's like, it tastes like I'm drinking black currant Kool-Aid or something. No, what it tastes like is that it tastes like you're drinking tea with a little bit of Vimto in it. Oh, Tobe, what's Vimto? Yeah, well, I can't help you there. Yeah. In fact, it occurs to me that the same place I buy Vimto is the place where I bought this tea. And I have bought canned carbonated Vimto at that store, and I've also bought bottles of Vimto syrup. Yes, I actually have a bottle of Vimto syrup. Yeah, I win. I have a lot of weird syrups. And I don't know why. Well, it's because I like to, you know, make interesting weird drinks and stuff. And so whenever I find strange syrups, I tend to pick them up. Let's go see what we got today in the way of syrup. I know what I'm out of. I'm out of my Hawaiian syrups. I wish I could still get that, but the store I used to get that from closed because the guy died. That's no fun. I could probably get it in mail order. Who knows? I hate mail ordering stuff. It's stupid. People think it's great. It's like, oh, I don't have to get out of my chair. I don't have to get out of my chair. I just click a button on my iPad. And Amazon sends it to me in 4 days. And it's free shipping. I only spend $200 a year to get free shipping. Right, which means you just paid, you know, $16.80 for something that costs $4. Right, so here we are, standing in front of a row of my syrups. I don't have my Hawaiian syrups, but what do we got here? This is great. This is wacky. Well, what is wacky? Is it wacky cat time? I gave you water this morning already. Remember, I filled up your kitty cup? You were over here yanging. You were saying, meow, meow, give me some kitty waters. And yeah, it was kind of like that. And then I filled up your kitty cup, and it's right there. You're not even looking at your kitty water. Your kitty water. So here's a kitty water right here. You can rub your face up against the cabinets all you want. What do you think is going to happen? Oh, not going to talk anymore? Okay, I'm not going to talk to you. I'll talk to people on the radios. Oh, as soon as I say that, then she says, meow. You have to talk on the radio. You want to talk on the radios? The cat is not talking. So back to the syrups. Oh, yeah, right when I turn around, that's when you keep meowing, huh? I've got tamarind syrup. This is from Italy. Sciroppo di tamarindo, tamarind syrup. Next bottle over. From, and I don't even know where this is from. Let's look on the bottle. I can hear you yanging. That means I'm not paying any attention. Here we go. Product. Oh, jeez. Product of Lebanon. Jalab syrup. Yes, I have jalab syrup. Jalab is date. It is date syrup. What are you yanging that? Why are you giving me the yangy business? Yeah, then when I pay attention to you, then you stop talking, huh? Okay, so then the next one over is my Vimto syrup. Yeah. 710 milliliter bottle of Vimto syrup, which is a product of where? Saudi Arabia. Meow, I hear your yangy butt yanging it up on down there. What's this on? Oh, geez, now I got it. You can yang all you want. If you're not going to yang on the radio, I'm not even going to talk to you, fluffy butt nests. And then I have a bottle of sour cherry syrup from Greece. And I would read it, but it says it's in Greek, and I don't really read Greek. Then I have two things that are not syrups that are sitting up here with these bottles. My bottle of rose water, which is from where? This is from some Arabic-type country, I believe. Ingredients. Rose water. Meow, bro, your baby. From Cortis Canning and Refrigerating Company, but does not say... Brown, you're listening to your kitty ass yanging it up. Oh, yeah. Product of Lebanon. So it looks like I've got a couple of Lebanese products here. And then I have another strange bottle up here. The only person who will know what this is Snow Dusk. And he's not listening today, is he? He's at work. But I have some Toyomansi. I have some Datu Puti Toyomansi. Datu Puti Toyomansi. It's so yummy, and my kitty is Yangy Butt. What are you doing, Yangy Cat? Hi, what are you standing up for? You gonna bop me in the face? You gonna give me kitty punch? Nickel punch! You know, we better clean the floor. We need to clean this floor. What am I stepping in? It's sticky. Well, this is also right where the maple... I know what it is. It's maple syrup. Okay, I'm going to give you some more kitty water to see if that's what you really want. And I'm going to hold the microphone up to your kitty face to see if I can get you to say kitty meangs. Well, we sort of got a kitty yang. Here's your kitty water. Put the kitty cup on the floor. Well, what is it? I put the kitty cup on the floor and now the cat's not even drinking any water. What are you doing? I don't know what's going on up here. We're getting out of here. This is some kind of crazy kitty zone. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, what's this? Somebody pulled up in front of my house. Well, it is a Monday, isn't it? Yeah. It's Lawnmower Guy. Pippa's not going to like that. Lawnmower Guy's here. You're going to want to go hide in a kitty hut. Cat's still in the kitchen. Doing weird stuff, rubbing her face up against cabinets. So I've come back downstairs here. And we're probably going to hear the lawnmower guy running around with his lawnmower and the wacky weed eater. Oh, yeah. In other news, I forgot to go to the store yesterday. Great. So now I got to go today. Well, I really don't have to, but I really should go to the store today. But it's a little bit hotter again today. I don't know. I got to go to the store. What else was I going to get? Maybe I can put it off for a little while longer, going to the store. What else happened today? My Taisha Goto shipped. Got an email today confirming that, yes, it has been shipped. It is on the way to you. I thought, well, that was kind of slow. I mean... When did I put that order in? What day was that? Shouldn't I? It doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't care. So, let's see. We're looking at what? they're telling me that it should arrive... What's today? That it should arrive in the next 10 days to 2 weeks. And, I don't know... That seems a little optimistic to me, but yeah, whatever. So yeah, 2 weeks on the outside. I imagine it'll probably take a little bit longer than that anyway. I don't know. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. So there's that to think about. Pretty excited about it. Pretty happy about it. You'll hear all about it once that thing shows up. Probably all I'll do is play that on the show for a week or so. Because I know how much people love to listen to me play musical instruments in a very crappy manner. It's kind of what I do. Just one of the multitudes of things that I like to do. And also along those lines, I was not able to find the expression pedal that I want for the effects processor that I'm going to hook the Taisha Goto up to. I'm looking for a Boss FV300L. They do not make them anymore. You cannot find them anymore. And even if you could find one, you probably wouldn't want one, because I saw a couple things online where some people were saying, yeah, these didn't last very long, even though they're supposed to be the heavy-duty version as opposed to the EV5. And geez, and if the FV300L is like the heavy-duty version of the EV5, I don't want to know what the EV5 is like. So anyway, it would appear that there is an upgraded and updated version of this thing, the 500L. And it might work. I have a phone number. I have a phone number that I am going to call, and I will do that today. And I will find out, hey, is that thing the upgraded version of this, that, and the other thing? And will it work? Will it work with my SE70? And then I got to figure out, this is the most annoying part about it. This stupid expression pedal is half the cost of the Daisha Goto. And that's annoying as hell. Yeah, it's about 1/10 the cost of the effects processor, but isn't that typical? Isn't that typical? That's another Tobe tip. Here's another pro Tobe tip for you. You can make a really cheap, crappy instrument sound amazing with a really, really expensive effects processor. And so that's something to think about. You know, say you have, you know, $1,500 and you want to become a professional gigging musician. That's about all it takes. What you do is you buy about a $200 instrument, a $1,000 effects processor, and a $300 amplifier. You're good to go. Trust me. Now, I know you're not trusting me. Oh, Tobe, that's just... No. I've done this multiple times in my life. You would not believe what a multi-tap pitch-shifting delay... a pitch-shifting panning stereo delay will do for you. I mean, that's just an automatic... That's automatic music. You play one note and the magic box turns it into a little song. Trust me, I know these things. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm a professional charlatan and a chairman of a committee that makes no damn sense whatsoever. But it does air every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
The main attraction of our world.